So today I want to look at another parable.
امروز میخوام به یک مثال دیگه نگاه کنم.
And in fact, we'll look at three parables.
در حقیقت سه تا مثال در کتاب
مقدس دارم. That are together and that actually are part of the same lesson.
و جزء یه درسیه و سه تا داستان و مثال گفته شده.
It's the main parable is the parable of the prodigal son.
مثال پسر گم شده.
And it's connected to the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin.
مثال اون گوسفند گم شده و اون سکه گم شده هم با هم
یکی است. Now these parables are often misinterpreted.
اکثر مواقع این امثال مثال ها زیاد
And people will think, oh, this is about salvation.
و همه میگن در مورد نجاته.
And I understand why you would think that at first sight.
میدونم چرا برای اولین نگاه اول فکر میکنی در مورد نجات.
Oh, there's somebody lost and is found.
یه نفر گم شده پیدا میشه.
Now the problem is if you start the spiritual interpretation.
اما اگر برگردی عمیق‌تر و از لحاظ روحانی عمیق‌تر به مثل نگاه کنی.
You will run into trouble.
به مشکل برمیخوری.
And actually we'll see it actually promotes a false gospel.
انجیل دروغی رو
and works by salvation.
و انجیلی که احتیاج به عمل داره.
If you want to interpret this as this is about salvation.
اگر بگیم این در مورد نجاته.
And the reason of that a lot of people think that is because they think a lot of things in the Bible are about salvation.
چون اکثر مواقع فکر میکنن هر چی متن کتاب مقدس میخونی در مورد نجاته.
And of course some is but more is actually how to live rightly before God.
بیشترش در مورد اینه که ما به عنوان مسیحی چجوری در مقابل خداوند درست زندگی کنیم.
The Bible primarily is given for believers.
قدس شده برای ایمانداران.
Who then with the help of the Holy Spirit living in them.
قدسی که درون اونها زندگی میکنه.
Yeah, can understand what it says.
درکش کنن که چی میگه.
And then apply it to their lives. Yeah, so let's start reading.
But
Luke 15 verses 1 to 3. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying,
چون همه بازگیران و گناهکاران به نزدش می آمدند تا کلام او را بشنوند فریسیان و کاتبان اکنون می گفتند این شخص گناهکاران را می پذیرد و با ایشان می خورد پس برای ایشان این مثل را زده گفت
Now, so instead of starting with the parable, it's always good to look at what leads up to the parable. Because in general, yeah, that will reveal a lot of what this parable is about, why it was given.
So,
what is happening? Now, you have here sinful people
مردم گناهکار میان
هستند. That are drawn to Christ to hear him speak.
مسیح نزدیک میشن که ببینن حرف بزنن.
Yeah, it's not Jesus who went to them, by the way.
عیسی نبوده که میره برای گناهکارا.
It is people coming to him.
بلکه اونا بودن که میرن.
And I mention this because sometimes people Christians think they should go to the bars.
بعضی از مادرها میگن
hang around the brothels.
بریم تو بگردیم توی خونه‌های خراب، بگردیم تو بارها یه نفر رو پیدا کنیم.
So we can meet these sinful people and reach out to them.
گناهکار رو بشناسیم با رفت آمدمون تا بتونیم زندگیشون رو تغییر بدیم.
Now it might surprise you but these people also have homes they live. They also go to shops to buy food.
همون فردا
they also go to the parks to sit in.
میرن کار، میرن تلفن، میرن توی پارک. خیلی جاها میتونی پیداشون کنی.
And you can reach them there too.
اونجا هم میتونی، لازم نیست مست پیداشون کنی.
Instead of you getting to the places of sin. Instead of talking to them when they are drunk. Or when they are into their sin. We should not be hanging out in these sinful places. So go back to the story. Jesus is getting this attention from publicans and sinners.
گناهکاران میان دورش جمع میشن.
And of course they were not the only sinners there.
تنها گناهکارایی نبودن که اونجا بودن.
But they would be those who had a reputation of being sinners.
اما فریسیان و کاتبان کسایی بودن که نامه میدن.
They had sins that were visible.
تمام گناهان
sins that were known.
همه گناهانی که همه میشناختن بود دیده میشد. باجگیران.
And the Pharisees
گناهانشون همه میدیدن. باج میگیرن.
And the Pharisees and scribes didn't like it.
و فریسیان و کاتبان باج میگرفتن و دوست نداشتن.
This man receives sinners and eats with them.
Now,
in response of this attitude yeah, of these Pharisees and scribes
yeah,
Jesus now gives these three parables
yeah,
so this is why these parables are given
yeah,
response to murmuring Pharisees and scribes
بدگویی های فریسیان و کاتبان.
Because Jesus was talking to people who had open sins.
با کسایی صحبت می‌کرده که گناهشون برای همه آشکار بوده و بقیه ناراحت بودن.
People that they would look down on as inferior.
فریسیان و کاتبان اونها رو کوچکترین عضو جامعه می‌دونستن. اما عیسی با اونها صحبت می‌کنه.
And so we are good.
و رفتار این که ما نیکو هستیم و شما بدید.
Yeah, so let's start reading those parables.
و بیایم این پیام مثال‌ها رو با هم بخونیم.
4 to 6. Luke 15. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he had found it, he lay it on the shoulders, rejoicing. When he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Let me give you a first problem you're going to run into if you're going to make this about salvation. Because this is about sheep that already belonged to the owner.
این گوسفندی رو داره صحبت میکنه که مال این صاحبه.
It's a sheep that got lost.
صاحب گوسفند داشته گوسفندشه ولی گوسفندش گم شده.
And he's going out to find it back.
میره گوسفندی که مال اون بوده پیدا میکنه که برش گردونه.
Yeah, this is not comparing sheep with goats or something like that.
نبوده گوسفند همسایه یا بز بوده که میخواسته بیاره گوسفندش کنه.
No, it's a sheep that already belonged to the flock.
گوسفندی بوده که مال این گله بوده.
Walked off, become lost.
اما از این گله دور شده.
Now read verse 7.
آیه 7.
And this is what Jesus it compares it to.
I say unto you
that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Now, in the same way that this shepherd just rejoices over the sheep that is found, in the same way there will be joy in heaven over one sinner that
repents.
There is joy when a sinner turns. There is joy when a sinner decides to clean up their lives.
Yeah,
now that somebody's back on the right path again. Now, is it the gospel that we are to clean up our lives before we can go to heaven? Is it the gospel that we first need to repent from our sins before we can get saved? No, it's not. Yeah, the gospel is that we are saved by faith alone.
Yeah,
you can already start seeing that you're into spiritual issues when you start making this about salvation. Go to the next parable. Read for 8 or 10. Sorry, 8 or 9 for now. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she had found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I found the piece which I had lost.
چون یا دوستان و همسایگان خود را جمع کرده میگوید با من شادی کنید زیرا در همه گم شده را پیدا کرده ام.
Yeah, so every woman who already owned these 10 pieces of silver, but now one is lost.
Yeah.
She goes after it, finds it, and then rejoices over the fact that she found it, finds it with her friends and neighbors. Yeah, very similar to what we just read. And then read verse 10. Likewise, yeah, in the same way, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented.
Yeah,
Yeah, there's joy in heaven when a sinner repents. Yeah, when somebody has gone astray and has turned back. Yeah. Now the Pharisees were and scribes. They were murmuring about this. Yeah, look at those sinners. Yeah. Are you seeking to change now? Now Jesus says in heaven people are not murmuring. But they're rejoicing over this. The angels are rejoicing over this. Now, you might say, because I've mentioned this many times, but it doesn't say repent of your sins. And of course, repent doesn't mean repent of your sins. Repent means to turn. But the direct context here is that an emphasis on people who are sinners. And that will be even more obvious in the next parable, the main parable of the prodigal son.
مثال اصلی که پسر گم شده هست که آخرشه بیشتر برامون واضح شد.
What again was the issue?
مشکل اصلی چی بود؟
Yeah, how did we start?
چجوری داستان رو ایستاد شروع کرد؟ It is the attitude of the religious leaders. رفتار مردم مذهبی اون زمان بود که
yeah, looking down
شد که غرغر کردن مردم رو کوچک دیدن که عیسی شروع کرد صحبت کردن.
Yeah, looking down on people who they, in their eyes, they saw as sinners.
اونها مردم رو کوچکتر دیدن، گناهکار دیدن، برای همین به اینجا رسیدن.
Look at them and their sins.
That's not
like we are. We are better.
ما اونجوری نیستیم. ما بهتریم. ما آدمهای بهتری هستیم.
Yeah, that is, of course, in reality they were not. Anyway.
بهتر نبودن. Yeah, because اما.
Because in reality they were actually wicked people.
آدمهای پلیدی بودن. اما.
And Jesus called them out repeatedly
in the Bible. به همه اونها نشون داد که گناهان اونها خیلی کوچکتر از گناهان بقیه نبود.
The thing was is that their sins were not as visible as the sins of the people they were looking at.
اون زمان گناهانشون قایم‌تر بود، قایم‌تر کرده بودن و دیده نمی‌شد اون چیزی که بقیه
Because as the Pharisees and scribes, they had them polishing the outside. Let's read it for a moment. That's Matthew 23:25-27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, then the outside of them may be clean also. Won't you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites? For you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones and of all uncleanness.
Why bar shoma ey katiban bar farisiyan riyakar? از آن رو که بیرون جام و بشقاب را پاک می نمایید و درون آنها مملو از حرص و ناپرهیزی است، ای فریسی خوب، اول درون جام و بشقاب را پاک ساز تا بیرونش نیز پاک شود. وای بر شما ای کاتبان و فریسیان ریاکار، که چون مقبره های سفید شده می باشید که از بیرون نیکو می نمایید، اما درون آنها از استخوان‌های مردگان و سایر نجاسات پر است.
Beautiful from the outward, in the inside they were rotten to the core. Yeah? And they were looking down on those who had those visible sins and having this attitude. Now start reading the next parable, which starts in verse 11. And it said, a certain man had two sons. Yeah. Again, notice that we are looking at two men who are already sons. Both are already part of the family.
Yeah.
It's the same thing we saw with the previous two parables. Now, verse 12. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that failed to me, and he divided unto them his living.
روزی پسر کوچک به پدر خود گفت ای پدر سهم اموالی که باید به من رسد به من بده پس او مایملک خود را بر این دو تقسیم کرد.
Yeah, so the younger son goes to his father. Yeah, who had not died yet. Yeah, and he asked for the inheritance. Yeah, it's almost that he's saying, oh, you're dead to me. Yeah, I don't want you, I want your stuff.
مال تو بده.
Now the father responds to it and says, okay, here is your portion. Here is your inheritance.
این ارث تو.
Now read the verse 13, what he's going to do with it. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Yeah, so as soon as he receives his inheritance, he leaves the family, he leaves his father's house, and he starts just wasting everything on a rebellious lifestyle. So instead of being part of the family business, helping his father, he leaves, goes into the world and lives as the world. But there comes an end to this. Read verses 4 until 16. And when he had spent all, these arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed the swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave in to him.
وی او را به املاک خود فرستاد تا خوکبانی کند و آرزو می داشت که شکم خود را از پوسته هایی که خوکان می خورند سیر کند و هیچ کس او را چیزی نمی داد.
That's how he wastes everything on this worldly lifestyle. And then a big famine hits the land. And now trouble is starting to enter his life. And he starts to begin to be in want, to have not enough. He's in trouble.
Yeah.
Away from the family. Wasted everything. And he's seeking help.
دنبال کمک میگرده.
Yeah, in his poverty.
در فقرش از اطرافیانش.
From somebody in the land.
یه نفری که تو اون زمین بوده. تقاضای کمک میکنه.
And he gets a job to feed the swines.
کارش چی میشه؟ میره به خوکا غذا بده.
And he's hungry to a point that he wishes.
تا جایی انقدر گرسنه است.
Yeah, to fill himself with the food that the swines are given.
غذاهای خوکا رو میخوره.
And of course, that's the food that we would consider garbage. Yeah, the parts that we throw out, that we don't eat. Yeah, that's how hungry he is.
Yeah,
so now he finds himself in a lot of trouble. A lot of distress. And this is when he starts to come to his senses. Yeah, read verse 17. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Now, notice when he starts figuring this out. He didn't figure this out when he had a lot of money. No, he's figuring this out as soon as he starts to get in trouble. Yeah, even the servants in my father's house, they have bread enough to spare.
Yeah,
well, now I'm perishing because of
hunger.
Now, here's something I want you to consider. Would this younger son,
این پسر جوان
have come to its senses
به اون میرسه به درکش
if everything was going well for him.
اگر همه چی خوب بود هنوز جیبش پر بود
if there would not have been a famine.
اگر قحطی نمیشد اگر پولش تموم نمیشد آیا به پدرش فکر میکرد
and the answer is most likely no.
به احتمال زیاد نه.
It was the trouble that came to his life that actually woke him up. Now, why do I point this out? Yeah, because when people walk away from God, they're getting out of church, start living like the world, they basically walk after the flesh. It's often trouble in their life that brings them back to their senses. Yeah, when people go, people go into sin,
وقتی که در گناه میفته,
they only start reconsidering.
زمانی به فکر میفته که کارش اشتباهه.
When they start reaping the consequences.
وقتی بفهمه برداشت کنه از اون کارهایی که کرده, بلاهاش سرش بیاد.
It can be even so that if everything goes well,
به اینجوری که اگه همه چی خوب پیش بره,
they may think God is okay with their sinful lifestyle.
خدا اوکیه با گناهای ما.
Because God has not chastised them yet.
بهم میده. ببین چقدر زندگیم خوبه. خدا هنوز منو تنبیه نکرده.
It's when people
زمانی که
get into trouble. That they start to come to the senses.
So,
here's what the younger son is thinking now. It verses
18-19.
I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am now more worthy to be called, no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants.
برخواسته نزد پدر خود میرام و دو خواهم گفت ای پدر به آسمان و به حضور تو گناه کردم و دیگر شایسته را نیستم که پسر تو خوانده شوم مرا چون یکی از کارگران خود بگیر.
Yeah, so he decides he wants to go back to his father. And even rehearses in his mind what he's going to say to him.
Yeah,
he knows he's wrong. He knows he has sinned against God, against his father.
Yeah,
he has come to a place of repentance. He's clearly embarrassed. And he's even afraid to ask his father.
Yeah.
What would, how would he react when I show up again? What will he say? Now here's what happens. Read verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
بلافاصله برخواسته به سوی پدر خود روانه شد اما هنوز دور بود که پدرش او را دیده ترحم نمود و دوان دوان آمده او را در آغوش خود کشیده بوسید.
Yeah, so here the son is coming back. Probably now it's looking very underfed.
Yeah,
if you want to eat the food of swines, you're probably very underfed.
Yeah, remember,
he was afraid he would die out of hunger. He's probably not looking very fresh.
So how
is the father responding? You dirty sinner. You took your inheritance and wasted it. Go away. Is that what happened? No. He comes to his father, and even from a great distance, his father spots him. Runs out to him, welcomes him. He rejoices over the fact that his son is back.
Yeah,
he rejoices that the sinner has come to repentance. Now, go to verse 21. The son is going to try now to give his speech that he rehearsed. Yeah, verse 21. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Yeah. I've sinned against you. I've sinned against heaven.
He's
repentant of what he has done. He wants to turn. He's sorry. Yeah, remember what the theme is, what we're seeing. Sinners turning from to repentance. Yeah, I'm not worthy to be called
a sinner. Yeah.
Now, read the direct response of the father. 22-24. But the father said to the servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry.
اما پدر به غلامان خود گفت جامعه بهترین را از خانه آورده به دو بپوشانید و انگشتری به دستش کنید و کفش به پاهایش و مصابه پرباری را آورده ضرب کنید تا بخورید و شادی نمایید زیرا که این پسر من مرده بود و نگردید و گم شده بود پیدا شد پس به شادی کردن شروع نمودم.
Yeah, he's been given a rope, he's been given a ring, he's been given shoes on his feet.
Yeah.
Probably because these are things he was not having anymore. And there's a great feast. And the father says, my son was dead and is alive again.
Now,
of course, was his son literally dead?
واقعاً پسرش مرده بود؟
No, not literally.
نه، نه مرده بود، زنده بود.
The Bible says
that
the law for pressures going for pleasure, going after the things of the world.
و دو عشق دنبال پول رفتن و دنبال چیزهای مالی رفتن.
Yeah, those who go after that.
اونهایی که دنبال دنیا میرن.
He refers to them as dead.
اونها
go to 1 Timothy 5.
مردن. اول تیموتائوس
1 Timothy 5 reads 5 and 6.
5 and 6.
Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusted in God and continued in supplications and prayer night and day. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth.
اول تیموتائوس 5:5-6. پیدا کردی؟ اما زنی که به راستی بیوه و بیکس است. First
Timothy 5:5-6. Is it wrong?
It's wrong, yes.
Is it 2 Timothy? No. Can somebody search that quickly on the phone? Now she did this widow indeed. You will find it like that.
Chapter 5.
Yes, I know
what chapter 5.
5 and 6.
Indeed, yeah.
Okay, good. That's right then.
It's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
1 Timothy 5:5-6. اما زنی که به راستی بیوه و بیکس است به خدا امید دارد و درخواست ها و دعای شبانه روز می باشد. اما زنی که در لذت جویی زندگی می کند در حال حیات مرده است.
Yes, so this contrast being made, there's those who live right before God, they're trusting God.
اونایی که در مقابل خداوند زندگی می کنند و اعتماد دارند.
They continue supplications, prayers, night and day.
شادی و زندگی خواهند بود.
As opposed to those who live for pleasure, that live after the world,
دنبال دنیا میرن مردن.
And they're called dead while they live.
مردن قبل از حتی با اینکه از لحاظ جسمانی زنده.
That's the life that a younger son had been living for a while.
این زندگی بوده که پسر جوان اون خانواده زندگی میکرد.
Yeah, till things went downhill.
تا زمانی که همه چی سرپایی میشرفت.
Yeah, till his sin started catching up with him.
گناهانش بدتر و بدتر شد.
Yeah, my son was dead and now he's alive again.
پسر من مرده بود اما الان.
He was lost, now he's found again.
پسر من گم شده بود اما الان پیدا شد.
Go to Luke
15:25.
Yeah. Now, let me make another remark first. Now, Jesus doesn't give the same comparison in this parable as he gives in the first two.
In مثال رو عیسی مسیح مثل همون مثال های قبلی تکرار نمی‌کنه.
Yeah, there's joy in heaven.
شادی در آسمان.
Sinners has come to repentance.
گناهکاران آمدن و توبه کردن.
But of course, here we have the story describing exactly that.
اعلام می‌کنه برای همه ما.
Yeah, the son goes astray.
پسر گم شده.
He comes back.
برمیگرده.
And then there's this great rejoicing, this great celebration that he's back.
شادی بزرگی هست که برگشتن.
Yeah, there is joy with our Father in heaven when sinners come to repentance. And there should be joy in our midst. If sinners come to repentance. Yeah, we've had people leave this church to live a sinful lifestyle. What do you think we should do when they come back? When they turn from the sin, when they repent from the sin.
Now,
we should rejoice. Because heaven is rejoicing. Now remember, Jesus is addressing the murmuring Pharisees and scribes. Over the fact that they are not rejoicing. When sinners are coming to listen to Jesus.
Yeah?
But the parable is not finished yet. Now we're going to look at the attitude of the older son, the second son. Read verse 25. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. Now what was the older son doing? He was working. He is in the family business. He was the brother that was left alone with his father. Yeah, having to pick up what the younger brother just dropped.
اون چیزی رو که برادر کوچیکش رها کرده بود باید همه کاراش و مسئولیتاش رو باید انجام میداد.
Yeah, so he's coming home from work.
برگشته
he hears this party going on.
میبینه جشنه.
And you also know what's going on. Yeah, read verses 26 and 27. And he called one of the servants and asked, what these things meant? And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father had killed the fattened calf, because he had received him safe and sound. Yeah, great news. Yeah. Here is your answer. Why we have a party? Your brother is back. Yeah, and your father is celebrating it. Yeah, he's happy that he's safe and sound at home again. Now, what's the response of the older brother? And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered, said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf.
ولی او خشم نموده نخواست به خانه درآید تا پدرش بیرون آمده به او التماس نمود. اما او در جواب پدر خود گفت اینک سالهاست که من خدمت تو را کردم و هرگز از حکم تو تجاوز نورزیده و هرگز خسارهی به من ندادی تا با دوستان خود شادی کنم.
Yes, so the older brother is angry. He's upset.
He
doesn't want to rejoice. He doesn't want to celebrate. And his father entreats him. Come in, celebrate with us. He is murmuring against his father. He did all these things. He had been serving. He had been obeying his father.
He's
pointing out, I was the good son. He is the bad one. I obeyed you. I was the good Christian. I have been faithfully in church. I obeyed your commandments, God. I served. I was working in the harvest field. I have been soul winning. Yeah. Why should I rejoice over this son that has wasted his life on harlots? You never made a feast for me and my friends.
Now,
as soon as it's wayward, sinner comes home, you make a feast.
اما به محض اینکه گند کسی که گند زده و گناهکار میاد خونه تو جشن گرفتی براش.
Now, we can be like that.
ما هم میتونیم
when we are faithfully serving in church.
ما وقتی وفادار برای خدا خدمت میکنیم بعضی وقتا همینجوری رفتار میکنیم.
Make sacrifices to live for the sake of Christ, doing the work. Then we have an attitude. Yeah, that we are not excited and happy when somebody has fallen away, somebody who has gone into the sinful lifestyle is just welcomed back in with open arms.
Yeah,
not as a different level, but as a son.
نه تنها یک بهتر از ما بلکه به عنوان پسر خداوند قبولش کنیم همونجوری که هممون تو کلیسا هستیم.
And that's the wrong attitude.
این رفتار رفتار غلطه.
That's the attitude of the Pharisees and scribes.
رفتار فریسیان و اون کاتبانه.
Yeah, we should rejoice when people want to come back and put their life in order.
اگر کسی میخواد شاد زندگیشو به خداوند تقدیم کنه در هر شرایطی که هست.
What can we learn?
چه میتونیم یاد بگیریم از
داستان؟ First of all, don't be like these religious leaders.
مثل مذهبیان اون زمان غرغر کنان نباشید.
Have a right attitude.
رفتارتون درست باشه.
Yeah, also there was those who has visible sins.
حتی کسایی که گناهشون با چشم
دیده میشه. Rejoice when they come back.
شاد باشید وقتی
Rejoice when people want to get a life
وقتی یه نفر میخواد زندگیشو پاک کنه شاد باش.
On the rails again.
وقتی میخواد زندگیشو به خداوند تقدیم کنه شاد باش.
Yeah, first of all, no one is good anyway.
هیچ کس نیکی
نیست. All have fall short of the glory of God.
همه از جلال خداوند کوتاه آمدند.
Yeah, you might not have such visible sins in your life that everybody will look at.
تو زندگیتون این گناهان آشکار رو نداشته باشید.
Yeah, you may look pretty good from the outside.
شاید از بیرون به نظر زیبا به نظر برسید.
Yeah, but what are the hidden sins in your life?
اما گناهان قایم شده ی زندگیتون چیست؟
The sins that nobody can see but God.
گناهایی رو که قایمش کردین ولی هیچ کی نمیبینه فقط خدا میبینه.
You may be quick to look at people. Oh, I will never be a drunk. I will never drink. I will never commit fornication or adultery. Okay, but what are you doing? Do you have a heart that is covered with this?
آیا داری تو قلبت دنبال حسادت میکنی به اون کسی که داره و تو نداری؟
Yeah, are you in gossip?
آیا تو غیبت داری میکنی پشت نفر؟
Are you looking at things you shouldn't be looking?
آیا به چیزهایی نگاه میکنی که هیچکی نمیبینه؟
Like pornography on the internet?
در حقیقت
What are your hidden sins?
و چیزهای دیگه گناهی رو که بقیه نمیبینن چیه که خودت میدونی؟
Whenever somebody walks in church or in this church
یا تو این کلیسا
who has issues
وقتی مشکل داره
visible issues
گناهش آشکار باشه
yeah we don't look the part
و ما نمیخوایم جزء گناهاش باشیم
yeah we need to be welcoming
ولی باید قبولش کنیم که برگرده به خداوند نزدیک بشه همون کاری بود که عیسی کرد
Yeah, church is not a place with perfect people.
جایی نیست که آدم‌های کامل و بی‌عیب دارن.
It's a place with sinners.
کلیسا جایی است که
گناهکارانی
که نجات پیدا کردن.
And we are hopefully busy with.
جایی هستش که
we're in the process of getting things right.
مسیری هستیم که یواش یواش درستش کنیم زندگی.
But Christians can be backslidden.
یواش یواش بیشتر به خداوند نزدیک.
Yeah, going into wrong things and sinful things.
یه مسیحی ممکنه عقب گرد کنه و دوباره در گناهش بیفته و در گناهش عمل کنه و دوباره بلند شه و جلو پیش بره.
And then when they make right, we should be happy about it.
وقتی به سمت خدا رفت ما باید شاد باشیم که او هم به سمت خدا رفت
we should not be murmuring
نباید ردش کنیم مثل فریسیان نباشیم که متظاهر باشیم و اون رو نخواهیم
this might not apply to you right now but if you will ever fall out of church
برای شما باشه اما اگه هر روزی شما از کلیسا بیرون بیرون
if you end up living a life of sin
اما در گناهی زندگی پر از گناه
of course, I hope you never take that path
امیدوارم هیچ کدومتون در اون مسیر
but if this happens to you
Yeah,
when you come to your senses yeah, because God is on your case yeah, know that if you turn, you come back here, you're welcome we'll rejoice with you yeah, because there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over sin that turns
برای خداوند و فرشته خدا برای اون گناهکاری که حاضر برای خداوند زندگی کنه و میخواد از گناهاش دور
بشه. The will for all the brother
خدای
is
پدر
to join the celebration.
خواست خداوند اینه که پدر پسر بزرگ هم در اون جشن شرکت
کنه. So why do I believe this parable is not about
چرا
salvation?
ایمان ندارم این بشارت این پیام برای نجاته.
First of all, it's response to the murmuring of the Pharisees.
اول جواب میده به
گناهکارهای
فریسیان در مورد گناهکارایی که کنار عیسی هستن.
They weren't happy with these people. Look down on them. They had wrong attitudes.
نبودن از اون آدمای گناهکار. اونا رو با انگشتشون بهش اشاره
میکردن. Second, in all those three parables, we see there's ownership.
There
was already a belonging too.
مال اون خونه بودن. از اول مال کسی بودن.
Yeah, the sheep was already part of the fold.
گوسفند از اون گله بوده. از گله دیگه.
Yeah, the coin was already owned by the lady.
سکه مال اون خانم بوده. از کیفش افتاده.
Yeah, the prodigal son was already a son.
اون گم شده. پسر گم شده. پسر بوده. نه که پسر تازه فرزند خونده قبول شده
and third if this would be about salvation
اگر در مورد نجات باشه
then we have this comparison with an older brother
مثال رو داریم با برادر بزرگتر
who just boasts about his working for his father and obeying his commandments
کار میکنه و فرمانهاش رو اطاعت میکنه
now do we need to have works to stay saved
به اعمالمون داریم که نجاتمون رو نگه داریم
I understand that we should
میدونم.
do works
ما باید اعمال نیکو داشته باشیم
but salvation is not by works
نجات ما به اعمال ما ربطی نداره
yeah we are created unto good works
ما حق شدیم برای اون اعمال نیکو
that we should work in
ما باید در اون اعمال قدم برداریم
but we don't need to do those good works
اما احتیاج به اون اعمال نداریم که خداوند ما رو قبول کنه
nor do we need to turn away from bad works
نه احتیاج داریم که از کارهای بد دوری کنیم تا خدا اجازه ورود به
هم in order to get saved
که نجات پیدا کنیم
yeah because turning away from sin is a work
از گناه دور شدن عمل و عمل باعث نجات
yeah.
نمیشه
and, remember Jonah 3:10 I quoted it many times
Yunus 3:10 بار
God saw their works
خداوند کارهاشون رو
دید
کارهاشون
that they turned from their evil ways
از راههای پلید دوری کردن
We should turn away from our sin.
بله باید از گناهانمون
But that's not what saves.
اما گناهانمون دور
It's not a requirement.
باعث نجاتمون نمیشه.
Yes, you should stop drinking alcohol.
بله نباید الکل بخوریم و مست کنیم.
But it doesn't mean you cannot be saved until you do.
که نجات پیدا نکنی تا زمانی که لب الکل نزنی.
Or when you fall back into that sin.
یا اگر دوباره وسوسه شدی و یه گناه کردی بعد از اینکه نجات پیدا کردی.
It doesn't mean that suddenly you're not saved.
دیگه گناه نجاتت رو از دست دادی رفت.
Because once you're saved, you're always saved.
یک بار که نجات پیدا کردی همیشه نجات داری و همیشه نجات داری.
Because Jesus says, whoever believes.
میگه هر که ایمان آورد.
Has everlasting life, current tense.
زندگی جاویدی رو داره از همین الان.
It's yours right there and then. It cannot be taken from you anymore.
در اون لحظه جاویده و هیچ کس نمیتونه.
You have the Holy Spirit living in you. We issue guarantee.
اون مهرموم و تضمیم قلب توست که تو فرزند خدا هستی.
Salvation is not by turning over a new leaf. Now let's close with listening to the response of the father to this angry son
and
to his murmuring son.
Read
verses 31 and 32. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. I was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.
او به وی گفت ای فرزند تو همیشه با من هستی و آنچه از آن من است مال تو است ولی میبایست شادمانی کرد و مسرور شد زیرا که این برادر تو مرده بود زنده گشت و گم شده بود یافت گردی
Amen. He's telling us all of a sudden, why aren't happy in what's going on here?
Yeah.
You have the better end of the deal.
Because
you've been with me. Yeah, all that I have is yours. He tells him, you're better off being with me, being in the family. That is what carries blessings. Yeah? It's more blessed to be with the people of God. It's more blessed to live rightly before God. It's more blessed to live life serving God. It's more blessed to not make a whole bunch of stupid decisions because you're away from God.
Yeah?
It's more blessed to live a life of fellowship with God. Go to Hebrews 11. It's the last verse. The last passage we go to. And read verses 24 to 26. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
به ایمان چون موسی بزرگ شد نپذیرفت که پسر دختر فرعون خوانده شود و از آزار دیدن با قوم خدا را پسندیده تر داشت از آن که لذت موقتی گناه را ببرد و رسوایی به خاطر مسیح را ثروتی بزرگتر از گنج‌های مصر داشت زیرا که به سوی پاداش نظر می داشت. آمین.
Now the pleasures of sin might look good,
لذت گناه شاید زیبا به نظر
برسه. But it's the pleasure of sin for a season.
اما موقتی است.
It doesn't last.
زیاد نمیمونه.
And in the end, it's going to prove itself to be the wrong path.
و برعکس بدتر و بدترت میکنه و اون لذت کم میشه. Yeah. عادت میشه.
But if that is when you're figuring it out,
اما اگر اون لحظه فهمیدی که اون لذت موقتی است,
it has already brought ruin to your life.
زندگی تو شاید یه سری خرابکاری رو کرده باشه.
Yeah. Sometimes we can look out there.
بعضی وقتا میتونیم به بیرون نگاه کنیم.
And think, oh, we're missing things because we are obeying God. You may look at the riotous life that people live in this world. And think, oh, that is cool. But the truth is, you're not missing out. In the end, it's much better. It's much more blessed. If you are that son that stays with the father, that stays in the family business. Yes, everything I have is mine. Which of those two sons is likely to have a greater inheritance in the end? Answer the older son. Which Christian do you think will end up with more rewards in heaven? Who stores up more rewards in heaven? It's the Christian that faithfully comes to church. It's the Christian that faithfully serves God. It's the Christian that faithfully decides every day to live rightly before God. A life lived with God is more blessed than a life away from God. Yeah, the younger son had figured this out the hard way.
اون پسر جوان سخت به این نتیجه رسید.
Do not be like the younger son.
مثل اون پسر جوان نباش.
Do not try to figure it out the hard way.
نخواهید راه سخت به وسیله سخت.
God chastens every son he receives.
خداوند تنبیه میکنه هر پسری رو که داره. تنبیهش میکنه که تربیتش کنه.
Wisdom.
حکمت
is turning around before God allows some mighty famine in your life.
و اون سختی و بلا سرمون بیاد به خداوند
برسیم. To just get your attention.
که توجهمون رو به خدا بدیم قبل از اینکه اون بلاها رو تجربه کنیم.
Yeah. Be like the older son.
مثل پسر بزرگ باشیم.
At least in the sense he's his father. Yeah.
اسمش پدر باشیم.
That's the blessed life.
برکت زندگی رو داشته
of course,
باشیم.
Do not be like the older son.
مثل پسر بزرگ نباشیم و اون رفتار غرغرش رو داشته باشیم.
Yeah, when the younger son came back.
وقتی جوونه برمیگرده.
Yeah, don't be upset. Don't be angry.
ناراحت نشو بلکه تو هم شاد باش.
Yeah, instead rejoice.
اما در عوض
the sinner has come to repentance.
هر گناهکاری که به توبه میرسه و وارد خانه
خدا میشه. Because that's what's happening in heaven.
در آسمان همه شادن، پس تو هم شاد باش.
Amen.
آمین.